there. When I looked at his art, it was over a decade ago. I may have falsely assumed that he doesn't draw that stuff anymore. But, like I said, I was fully absorbed in trap culture and imagery.
So you were into trap lewds. And then what happened?
I had a friend who is very femme, but male. As long as you're upfront about it and not attempting to deceive or think others are trying to deceive people, then I'm okay with it.
I mean, I'm bisexual. I have a thing for attractive guys in skirts. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. If said guys aren't tricking people into believing they're female, but they identify as male or vice versa.
And before we go any further, given the subject matter, I has to ask if you're over 18? And you are saying your taste in lewd content has changed, if so? I mean, speaking of artists like Poju, most of his traps have penises as long as an arm. I fail to see how this is trickery. It's dudes in dresses.
Yeah, I'm 32. Right around when I started to realize I'm not male, it all changed. I don't remember the last time I looked at a lewd that wasn't of my boyfriend or girlfriend now.
Mind if I post some examples that engage what you might find objectionable? Also, boyfriend and girlfriend? That must be fun.
Perhaps his art has turned away from pedophilia. It just seemed hard to expect. It's not really him, but the culture around it that perpetuates it. A girl with a penis, cool, fine. There are plenty like that. Someone will yell and make homophobic jokes about non-homosexuals, and it translates that in the real world. People think trans folk are out to trick them, to deceive them. And this often leads to us being assaulted or worse.
Most of the people who talk about traps pleasure themselves to them.
If you can't find any, that's fine. I don't need to see it or want to. I just want you to understand why folks like Emma and I see trap as a slur.
Oh, okay. Here is an example of Poju's work. It's hyper-feminine, but pedo? No.
And why pedophilia is linked to it outside of Poju is because it's often easier to make a boy look female, but plenty of hentai manga has pedophilia openly, partly because age of consent in Japan is 14, I believe.
The effective age in Japan is 16. No province has it lower than that.
Excluding, but also including, material.
I see what you were saying, but I'd place even the younger looking examples in their late teens. Maybe not something that should be lauded to fap to, but it's not pedo either. And then you have trap lewds where it's clearly an adult.
When you say it, and I don't know the exact age, but of course I was doing that then. Can you please stop posting images?
All right, but I had to illustrate my point. None of that is pedo. And to say bisexuals and gays who like to pleasure themselves to that stuff are becoming pedos, I just don't see it.
Not all true porn is pedo, but much of it is. That comment was a jab at the artist for what they were known for over a decade ago. But it doesn't change my other points, and I think you seem honestly nice, but strong-willed. Please stop harassing Emma with triggering material/words.
Look, I'm just a lewd bisexual who's tired of sex negatives telling me that my kinks are problematic. You have any idea what it's like being bi in the deep south? I kinda need the outlet. And did those lewds honestly make you that uncomfortable? You said yourself you looked at worse.
Then keep it. But it's harmful to try and invalidate others' lives and trauma. I don't know the original tweet that set things in motion. You are free to like what you like. Just be aware of how others are hurt by it. Dick girls, femboys are great. And I can understand your appreciation for them. Just try not to use the T word openly.
We can return to the trap question in a second. I'm honestly curious if those lewds really bothered you.
Honey, HRT does a lot. I've only been on it for like 4 months, but my sexuality is expanded by interests in what I find attractive have completely changed. Not everyone experiences it like that, though.
So you're not into sexy guys in frilly outfits anymore? I'm going to press X to doubt here.
Let's just say, before I was plagued by my need to masturbate, I just wanted to be rid of the feeling, and it was all hard stuff. But now, I'm much more interested in cuddling and foreplay. When did I say I wasn't?
You still do, eh? And I wouldn't call my need a plague. It's not every day I can set up a meet and fuck with a guy.
People's gender expression are valid. I'm pansexual, not just attracted to the most femme girls or the most mass dude.
So you still go a bit haywire for androgyny?
I was describing my own experience, not yours. Yours will be different and is, obviously.
I mean, for me, the act is pleasurable and quite the release. In more ways than one. And as for foreplay, well, that's fun, but eventually things have to come to the fore.
Before I realized that I'm trans, I had a huge problem with judging others, and vainly so. Once I realized, I could openly express my appreciation for all body types and forms of expression. What it was misplaced envy of women, not understanding who I am, or why is be envious in the first place. No, that's fine. And I get that too. I apologize. I have to go. I can talk later if you feel like it, though. Hurt.
I mean, if you want to. I do find this conversation getting more interesting. Though that might be because...
Anyway, yeah. Let's continue the chat later.